Brooklyn's Radio.
Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix.
So here we are, it's Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for the much anticipated sequel of Wicked. Yes, Wicked for Good. It's out in cinemas in the UK now and I was delighted to see it in the opening weekend. Now I can guarantee you will have a thrilling West End theatrical experience combined with an absolutely epic cinematic experience too. It's glorious, the colours are stunning, the set design is absolutely sensational. Powerful performances, wonderful songs. I had goosebumps from the get-go. It really is absolutely special. Now, of course, you can imagine with a film like this, you know, there are special effects and CGI, but, you know, with the flying and what have you. But, of course, you never lose that realism and that human connection. It's beautifully done. There's nothing fake about it at all, unlike the Wizard of Oz himself. Now, of course, Elphaba, having been banished and, well, branded as wicked and presumed dead, Glinda is now in her public-facing role, but Elphaba is now on a personal quest to expose the wizard for who he is. But does that truth-seeking and speaking out against the system make her wicked? Well, there's a question, and which it will be answered. Now, of course, this is the final conclusion, we believe, unless there'll be another one, of the series, of the franchise, if you like. Some people are saying they like the first. I'm also hearing that other people prefer the second, but both are breathtakingly brilliant. Because You Knew Me, of course, is reprised, Stephen Schwartz's wonderful song. There's also some new songs as well, No Good Deed and As Long As You're Mine, which are just really gorgeous. And I really like No Place Like Home as well, which is another one of those themes that's explored about what is home and why do we fight for it, that place of belonging. Now, of course, it really is goosebumps from the get-go, as I say. The opener is epic. It's got a very dramatic score. It feels kind of like Les Mis. But, of course, it is Stephen Schwartz, and he does a fantastic job with all those songs. The topics really chime with today, I feel, this idea of power and somebody at the helm of looking after the kingdom, who is perhaps a little weak, has a right hand, sort of almost a spin doctor in the character of Michelle Yeoh's character at his side, and basically banish the animals and the natural world in favour of new roads and infrastructure. Sound a bit of a familiar theme? And of course, the yellow brick road is the road that's in question. Now, of course, he's a bit of a manipulator, isn't he? And so, as I say, the Wizard of Oz, played brilliantly by Jeff Goldblum. And, of course, spinning that is also the manipulative character played by Michelle Yeoh. Now, she's using Glinda and her popular status to keep the people, you know, happy and tell them what they want, to keep them smiling. She literally, Glinda is the sort of person that wants to keep in her bubble. But the question of keeping in your bubble, seeing everything and being good no matter what, is very much questioned. Do you have to, you know, you can't just be good, you have to use your good for change, as Elphaba says. Now, I mean, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande are just absolute powerhouses. Singly, solo performances, superb, and just together, wonderful. As I say, there's so much to love. And what I really liked as well was Jeff Goldblum bringing some great characterisation to his song about Wonderful, which had a really great vaudevillian feel to it, a bit like Candor and Ebb's Razzle Dazzle, Bamboozle Them and They'll Never Catch Wise, that kind of thing, definitely in terms of what he's trying to do. There's some other great performances in it, and we have a Wicked Witch of the East, and I love the use of some of going back to incorporating the original Wizard of Oz with the house, with Dorothy. We have a Tin Man, we have a lion, and we have a scarecrow. There's some really poignant moments, and some of you may feel that the end is sort of reminiscent to Walt Disney's Snow White and the ending there. So it did get me a little bit teary, I have to say, and you might feel the same. I say it's absolutely brilliant from the get-go, and definitely recommend going to see it if you love Wicked. I think they have double bills on as well, the original Wicked and Wicked for Good. So John M. Chu, director of Crazy Rich Asians, of course Michelle Yeoh starred in that with him, he does a fantastic job of directing this, you know, the lighting, the sound, everything is just perfect from start to finish. It's a couple of hours and the time absolutely flies, just like Elphaba on her on her broomstick. There's some great fun sequences as well, and all the actors are great in it. Jonathan Bailey is Fierro, and Jeff Goldblum, as I say. So get along to cinema and check it out. It is Wicked for Good. There we are, Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for the film.
Brooklyn's Radio.
Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix.